Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The World Health Organization says a record 2.8 million new COVID-19 cases have been reported globally over the past 7 days ending Tuesday, including 40,000 new deaths. The countries reporting the highest number of cases over the past week are India, Britain, France, and the United States, the same countries as the previous 3 weeks. COVID-19 cases surging here in the U.S., with more than 60,700 confirmed on Monday, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. Sharp increases in infections were confirmed in Illinois, Texas, Wisconsin, Tennessee, and California. The number of new infections has pushed several cities and states to a crisis point, including the southwestern city of El Paso, Texas, where the number of coronavirus patients has reportedly tripled over the past 3 weeks. The situation has become so dire in the border city that officials have imposed a strict 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew and a 2-week stay-at-home order. New infections reported in the U.S. on Monday brings the total since February to more than 8.7 million, the highest total in the world, according to data from Hopkins. The U.S. also leads the world in COVID-19 fatalities, with more than 225,700. Worldwide, there are more than 43.6 million cases and just over 1 million deaths so far. Russia, France, Sweden, and Poland have also reported record numbers of infections in recent days. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. A new study of the British population shows that antibodies in the human body fighting against COVID-19 decline rapidly in the British population during the summer, suggesting any immunity against the virus may not last long. The findings suggest the possibility of decreasing population immunity ahead of a second wave of infections in recent weeks that has forced local lockdowns and restrictions. The researchers say it's unclear what specific level of protection antibodies give a person against COVID-19 specifically. Italy has approved a package of measures to support businesses hit by new restrictions aimed at reining in the coronavirus hours after daily infections hit a record high and COVID-19-related deaths jump. The measure will cost nearly $6.4 billion, including grants, tax breaks, and additional funds for temporary layoff schemes. This, according to Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. In an effort to curb the resurgent outbreak, Conte ordered bars and restaurants to close at 6 p.m., shut down gyms, movie theaters, swimming pools, triggering protests against the closures in several cities. Tanzanians are voting in the presidential election, preceded by a government crackdown on the opposition leaders and free speech concerned under the incumbent John Magufuli. More than 29 million people have registered to vote in Wednesday's election to decide the fate of President Magufuli, who is seeking re-election. The lives of thousands of children under the age of 5 in war-torn Yemen are at risk because of acute malnutrition, according to the United Nations Children's Fund. UN experts caution that the actual number could be higher because the causes of malnutrition in Yemen have worsened this year. The improvements in the lives of Yemeni women and children have been reversed because of a combination of factors: escalating conflict, economic decline, coupled with the devastating impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, have pushed an already exhausted population to the brink. Yemen has long been regarded as unsafe for children and women because of insufficient and poor quality diet, a high prevalence of communicable diseases, and elevated levels of food insecurity. And Tropical Storm Zeta, heading toward the central U.S. Gulf Coast early Wednesday, hurricane warnings have been posted for Morgan City, Louisiana, to the Mississippi-Alabama border. Congratulations in order. The L.A. Dodgers, Los Angeles Dodgers, baseball's new champion, clinching the first World Series since 1988, defeating the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1 Tuesday night in Game 6. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.